stock this is dictating on Diane Kimball. D-I-A-N-E. Diane Kimball is K-I-M-B-A-L-L. K-I-M-B-A-L-M as in Mary. Diane Kimball. Date of birth 2-2-45. Date of visit is 12-12-25. Please make copy for Chester Kikla, P-A-C. Just Kikla, K-I-K-L-A, Kikla. Next paragraph, dear Chester, thank you for sending Diane Kimball for formal evaluation. Next, just present illness. This is a this is a 8-year-old female who has a history of bronchiectasis, has previously undergone bronchoscopy for bilateral pulmonary infiltrates and was diagnosed to have Mycobacterium avium infection and was seen by the infectious disease services. Dr. EJ and was on triple drugs for more than 6 months. The patient had some side effects to ethambutol and rifabutin, and thus stopped taking them about 2 months ago. She went for a chest CT on 10/27/25, which demonstrated the bilateral reticular nodular subpleural tree in bud densities throughout the right lung and to a lesser extent in the left upper and left lower lobe, which was unchanged from prior exams period. There were multifocal small subpleural nodular opacities in the left upper and lower lobe as well, and a 2-centimeter pleural base opacity in the right lung apex. Bronchiectatic changes were noted as well. There was no mediastinal adenopathy noted, period. The patient had been on Zithromax, ethambutol, and rifabutin. She has said no fever, chills, and night sweats. Denies shortness of breath. And she is quite active and exercises daily. and plays pickleball. She has been treated for pneumonia in the past. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of peripheral vascular disease with bypass of the right lower extremity in 2021. He also has lumbar radiculopathy with disc disease and hyperlipidemia, history of low back pain, and history for anemia. He has mild hypertension. Next paragraph. Kinney also mentioned the patient had a left carotid endarterectomy earlier this year. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next, habits, the patient smoked half pack per day for 10 years. Drinks wine regularly. Lives with the husband. Next, family history. Both parents died at an elderly age. Father had a history of heart disease and COPD. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has cough and shortness of breath with activity. There's no weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No cataracts and glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. No urinary frequency or hematuria. No hay fever. There's no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains. There's no abdominal pains, nausea, rectal bleeding, and diarrhea. She has no leg edema. She has no depression, no anxiety. Denies easy bruising. And she has no joint pains or muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. Atorvastatin, 10 milligrams daily, amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily, and Mucinex, 1 BID. Next, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white female is alert, pale, no acute distress. There's no clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 120 by 70, pulse is 75, respiration 18, temperature 97.5, weight is 140, saturation 98. HE and non-cephalic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucous edematous. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered coarse wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the answers are regular, as well as S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no gain of megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexive of 1 plus, with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves, ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, fresh, number 1. Bronchiectasis with chronic bronchitis. And number 2 is history of MAI infection. Number 3 is bilateral lung nodules. Number 4, history of peripheral vascular disease. And number 5 is chronic back pain. and expert plan, the patient was advised to get a chest CT for a follow-up in 8 weeks. Complete pulmonary function study to be done. She will use albuterol, inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN, and was advised to follow up with the infectious disease service with regards to her MAI infection. A follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 8 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. This Dr. D'Souza. Copy for Chester Kikla, K-I-K-L-A, Chester, C-H-E-S-T-E-R. Chester Kikla, P-A-C. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.